Blog Talk Radio.
So I guess you don't want to hear the introduction?
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Whoa, boy, it's Friday.
It is indeed.
It is TGIF.
It is the day of the fry.
It is. Right. Yes, it is. Feels good, doesn't it? Unless, of course, you have to get up bright and early tomorrow and head back out to the salt mine, as it were. So, anyway, I'm very happy to be here with all of you. I am Deborah Lee. I am the only expert of the Psychic Love Doctor method,
really cool.
Although there are others that I have taught how to read cards by this method that are out there alive and well. I would like to remind everyone that we're going to be using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am now holding up for our Facebookers so they can see. They are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where they are able to see us live streaming. So if you'd like to join them, it's open to all. So please feel free and then you can see us in action. I also want to say welcome to all of our blog talkers. Wow, you are lining up.
Indeed.
Yes. And I also have Jimbo Baggins.
Indeed.
Yes, Mr. Personality himself.
Hello.
He is my co-host and he is also your moderator. So with that said, I also want you to know that each caller is going to get a full 24-card reading layout. Not going to just, you know, peel off a few cards. I prefer to lay it out just as I would if we were in private session so that you'd get to see, and I would definitely get to see, the layout itself and where I would be able to intuit the landscape of your life, which is really important. To simply get a isolated reading, you know, it doesn't necessarily connect with everything in your life. So this is a way where I can see where the connections are. All right. We're going to use two very important tools during the show. Those tools are choice and change, which is really what navigates you toward a more dynamic, success-filled, love-filled, happiness-filled life. So don't feel like when you get a reading, everything there is just carved in stone. No, what you're seeing and receiving is the potential that exists for your life. And a lot of people think, "Nah, I don't have much for potential." You'd be surprised how big, vast, deep, you name it, your potential really is. And that's what this method is so focused on. So now with that said, ta-da, I turn you over to the master of ceremonies himself.
Hey, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational, informational purposes only. Also, we want to let everybody know, hey, if you're international caller, international Facebook live viewer, let me know. Let us know. Let everybody know. And we'll give you an international shout-out. That's the big key. That's the whole moral of that sentence.
Yes, and if you decide you would like to call into the show, we don't want you to spend your rent money.
I do get to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just sort of trying to expedite since we have so many.
What did Doug do on King Queen?
Yeah. Oh,
all right. Real quickly, that phone number, because that's primary means of communication, is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Lots of folks listening, and when you call in, you will basically go on hold and listen to the show. If you don't hear anything, it's kaput. Call back again. When we take you live, we need you to do a bunch of things, and they're important, but you can't break laws or risk your life, and or, actually, on that. We want you to get rid of the speakerphone and the Bluetooth when we're live. All these things wreak havoc because you're going through the internet and coming out our little teeny little speaker. So shut down background noises, quit multitasking, you know, don't do your gymnastics while you're talking to us. Don't run outside into a driving rain or hurricane. Picture perfect world as you're in your house. You have this great, awesome, comfortable, quiet place that has the best cell phone reception on earth. That's what we would like. It's going to make your call better and everybody's call better, and we won't get any misinformation. Sometimes we don't hear names right or information right. So please do these things if you can, only if you can. Also, like Deb was saying, for the international folks or people that just can't, not always international, some people just can't call in on their cell, we will try to work in some messenger time. It varies depending on the call load. We'll at least get one in for sure. We always can work one in. Can't tell you when. You have to wait. There's no hold system, and you have to messenger audio, video, no typing text. We're not getting those. To Deborah Lee, you have to be friends with her on Facebook for that to happen. Also, real quick, tonight, it's Friday, is traditionally Rebel Card, the only night of the week we use these cards, all right?
Yeehaw.
So these are not, remember, these are not angel cards, so you're not getting angelic little love messages or happiness, you know, stuff like that. So they're...
Rebel Deck will say, pull your head out.
Oh, I wish she could. She won't let me read half the cards in here.
No,
but,
because they're too harsh, too in your face.
So when you hear the Rebel Yell reading with Deborah over, we've got to move on to these cards. It's a time thing because it's a free show. We can't just spend an eternity with one person so they can ask 100 questions. Ask a couple questions up front, let it roll, get your reading. You know, if you got a lot of questions, call back the next show. We recommend that.
Yeah.
You can call back. You can continue on. Write it down. I would forget probably myself, so I'd have to write my questions down for the next show. All right. I think we're just about there. If you're late to join us, call in show 515-602-9676.
And do remember, the shows are archived. They're archived on Blog Talk Radio. And they're also blogged.
We post them to Facebook on the Second Love Doctor show page forever. We tell it never to delete. I don't know what they do, but we tell them never to delete them.
Right.
I think you go under videos, and I think I have to punt a scammer.
That one?
It's the nightly scammer. Yep, gone. Not that one. It was a different person.
All right.
And we're going, let's get the show
on the road.
Let me see who we are.
We're going to really rage tonight with readings.
Yes, we are. We're going to 954. We are in Florida, I believe. 954, welcome to the show.
Florida, sunshine.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, good. I think we're on fire tonight.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. My question is, I have an ex-boyfriend, and I was wondering if you see us reconnecting or someone else coming into my life.
Good one. And I forgot to ask, what is your first name, please?
Sharon. Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Sharon, is this your first time to the show?
I think it might be like my second.
Yeah.
I haven't called in a while, but
okay.
I enjoyed your show the first time.
So, I mean, you know how this works, and obviously that's why she went right in with a question. That's cool. We like that. Now, she's doing your cards. Now, you said this is an ex. Is it an ex from a long time ago, a recent ex? Because that can make a big difference.
Well, it was an ex from a long time ago. We connected recently, and so it just sort of fell by the wayside again. So I was just wondering if there's any hope for that, or you see somebody new or coming in or whatever.
Those darn men, they miss their opportunity sometimes.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's only an opportunity for men. Women, you know.
We are very receptive.
Right. That's,
even if we're not, we pretend we are. Hey, Jim. It's a little too chilly for me.
She forgot to say my secondary job is thermostat man.
Yes, he handles the controls around here.
Yeah, you know, but at least you know what I'm saying. At least you can do them from your phone nowadays. Not like the old days, you had to get up and go hunt that thing down in the middle of the night.
Boy, isn't that
true? No lights or anything, you know. All right.
I feel that he is definitely thinking about it. He's reminiscing about the times you've shared. And I will tell you this, it's been my experience over the many years that I've been giving readings that 90% of ex-partners do want to come back. The problem is sometimes they wait too long. And then that other individual has grown, you know, through the loss of that relationship and moved on.
Things happen. People
it
change.
Does.
Times change.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have anything else going on? He's not. Is he multi-playing?
No, I think.
Okay. All right. I had to ask that.
You were very good to him, Sharon, and he's remembering. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's remembering. He isn't reaching the point yet where he's ready to kick himself because, you know, but that is part of a principle in, that my grandmother taught me that I also explain in my book where people can learn this method for themselves, is that there's an evolution to emotion. Now, he has seen you. You spoke. Mm-hmm. It was a nice meeting, wasn't it? Yes. When you ran into each other. Okay. And now he's in the stage of, like I say, reminiscing, remembering, walking down memory lane, thinking about you. What we want him to do, if you think in terms of a clock, all right, straight up 12 at the start is where you were when you both started down a path toward breaking up. 3 o'clock is when that happened. Now, as time passes, we get closer to 6 o'clock. That's when people begin to look back and they have warm and fuzzy feelings about the past. And, gee, it's a shame that didn't work out. And maybe I could do something. And as they start heading up the other, you know, the left side of the clock toward the 12 again, that's where need kicks in and long. So I think you're going to hear from him. But you know what? You could easily have your pick of other men, potential partners. I mean, there's a lot of guys around you here. And one from the very distant past misses you very much, but there was some trouble there between the two of you. And I don't think he's ever going to change. This is one from the past. But I feel he's coming at you with a pretty big apology. And it's real. It's not, you know, crocodile tears. So, Sharon, I would not be surprised if you were to hear from this man. I'd say let's give him 4 weeks, maybe less. But I think he's going to be on the road back to you. And I don't think you have to do a thing. Jim is going to give you his
Yes, multitasking I was. Okay. Multitasking I was. I'll talk like Yoda. The subject of your rebel card reading is you're the shiznat.
Shiznat.
The shizzle. And don't you ever forget it.
Yes.
So remember, you are worthy of lots of things, and don't forget it.
The last.
Don't lower your standards, in other words.
Exactly.
Don't lower your standards.
The last message I have for you is keep a close eye on your finances.
Uh-oh.
Like in bank accounts, credit cards, anything of that nature. Keep an eye on your debit card. Whenever I see that in a reading, I always want to caution the recipient that your account could get hacked. They start out in little tiny ways, 69 cents, you know, 339. They want to see what's going to happen.
It's a little bit more than that nowadays. But,
yeah.
You know, cause you can't hardly buy a
day. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So just keep checking on things, all right? Just
to keep an eye on. Keep an eyeball on it.
You can certainly get your account back and all, but it's a pain.
It sucks, especially when you have like a million auto pays out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That should only be my troubles.
And then you forget them.
That's good advice. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you
so much,
Sharon,
for holding. She was number one.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, she's been on hold for a long time. International shout out, plural, one to Mike from the UK and one to our very own Lady R from South Africa.
Lady R. Wow. We are honored.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad she showed up. She's a very busy woman.
Yes.
she goes way back with us.
And
way back.
Yes, she really got through the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, she's been the victim of that, was it twice? I believe at least once was she was in the hospital there for
pretty sure.
A wee bit. Might have been twice in the hospital. She'll pass.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you at the top of the show. What is our day? What do you
call
it?
There's a few of them out there, and I wonder if you could tie some together, okay?
All
first
right.
of all, first of all, we're going to tell you the first one is International Fetish Day. So basically, express and satisfy your wildest fantasies, all right? Now, I don't know if this is related. It's also National Cheese Lovers Day and National Penguin Day. Now, I don't know what your fetishes are. I don't know if you can bring them all in there. I don't know.
I could think of something.
Oh, and then the biggest one of them all that goes with it is Camcorder Day.
Oh, boy.
So you can record.
With a penguin, cheese.
Yep, you can make your own home naughty videos, which a lot of people seems to be a big trend nowadays.
I don't think we even want to contemplate
what's
just
funny,
with
they
a
all,
penguin.
What's funny is
what?
They need to update. Camcorder Day?
Yeah. Does anybody use those anymore?
They have digital things, but I don't know if they call them that anymore. That's all. I'm not wise to that terminology. Okie dokie. Mike says cheddar cheese is the best. Well, I don't think it's for a fetish because I think, unless it's creamy cheddar.
Unless you're going to do, I don't know.
I think if it's hard block cheese, then we don't want to know what they're going on. Cho has shown up. The other half of the British invasion. Cho from the UK just showed up.
Just in time, we're talking about.
Yeah, Mike was here first before you for a change.
We're talking about it's International Fetish
International
Day.
Fetish Day, and it's National Cheddar Cheese Day, National Penguin Day, and National Camcorder Day. So,
yeah,
depending on your fetish, all those might tie in together. I don't know. I didn't see any rubber chickens or personal lubricants there, but you know.
Another good cheese is Fromunda.
I know nothing about that.
It's a joke, and I thought you'd say, "Oh yeah, I get it from under your balls."
I haven't heard that one, and that's an appetite killer.
Old jokes.
All right, well, yes, welcome, Joe. Anyway,
all right.
Let's move on to our next caller. Let's try to shrink our list, okay?
Oh,
so
I know who's next.
Oh. There you go. 520, 520.
You know,
in the house.
Hello.
All day, but you guys are so funny. You bring a lot of giggles. It's Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're so funny.
Jim.
Well, I just...
He put the good spin on it. Okay, tell us.
There's no update except I came home later in the day, and I don't know. I was gone all early morning. I have a routine, and for this particular day, and he knows it, but I don't know if he remembered or whatever. And I came home about 1-ish in the afternoon, and I was sitting in the driveway so that I could – and I put scarves up around my window just so I could sit in the car for a while. He came out. He came out of his place, and I thought, oh, my God. So then he walked by the car, and he has to walk by the car. That's the only way he can. And he's going, you know, somewhere walking. What
sure.
do the cards say? What is there – any update with the cards on this situation? That's the only interaction I've had.
He didn't even acknowledge you?
He couldn't see me because I deliberately did that in case he did come out. I usually, typically, and he knows, my other neighbor knows, I like to sit in the car because there's a little bit of sky, and so I was just reading my mail, and I put up scarves on the windshield so nobody can see in. And I carry,
Okay.
What was it? What you put up?
Scarves.
That is scarves.
You know,
now, what was around the windows? What windows? Your car windows?
Yeah, just my windshield. You know, just to shield the view of me and the car. And I just sit there and like to, because sometimes I feel closed in where I live, and so I get a little. Nature scene. When I sit in the car, I can see the sky for a little bit, and I'm reading the mail.
I was about to say, you said you feel closed in where you live, but you don't inside of a metal box.
I know. Doesn't make sense, does it?
But you did. You clarified it at the end that I was about to say, but you said because you're around you, you get the nature and all. You get the feeling of an expansive outsideness. I got you there. But before you said that, I was like, how does that work? Now I got you.
I'm a nature person. So, I mean, if I ever come into trillions of dollars, I'll be living on a mountaintop in a glass house so I can watch nature.
Yeah, I got you.
And those thunderstorms with the great big lightning.
Mother Nature's light show. Yep. You know the best Mother Nature's light show is?
What?
Those awesome northern lights. Those are cool.
Oh, okay.
We've seen them a lot.
Oh, God. Up in Minnesota, they were gorgeous.
I've pulled over because I lived out in the country, so I could pull over. I just pulled my car over. I just stopped because nobody drives on the road at night where I live. Nobody lives out there. And just sit on the hood of the car after it cooled off a little bit because, you know, it's pretty hot. Just watch the car lay back. Because her head propped up on the windshield. It's just like sitting on a recliner. Just watch the Northern Lights for like half hour, an hour.
Beautiful.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, Lisa. Okay, here's where his head is at. He's feeling very convinced that you are going to up and leave. Because you've said it so many times to him. He figures, well, she's going to act on that now. And he'd really rather you didn't, but here's what troubles me. In these cards, I'm not seeing that he feels remorseful about yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would hope to see that.
Right.
I do feel he's going to interact with you soon, as in this weekend.
Friday is here.
Yep. So... Yeah, but yeah, he's pretty not determined, he's pretty fixed in the sense that he's thinking, yep, now she's going to do it. She's going to up and leave.
Or maybe he says for some reason in his mind he feels, well, she shouldn't need the first one to contact, you know, to get in that little standoff thing.
And you know,
he wants to. I'm not doing it first.
He does.
Little pissing contest.
But here's the thing. In his mind, and I see this happen over and over with either men or women that are in a standoff like this, right away he's thinking, well, she's just going to get somebody else. She's going to be with somebody else. And that's the conclusion that everybody jumps to, in a sense, you know.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what road you were already on. Yeah, right.
But he really thought that the two of you had your relationship sewn up. He really did. And now it's on the mezzanine between two floors.
Yeah, and I don't have the cards, but I get the feeling he was happy exactly the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of probably didn't want to have to make a decision on forcing things going further, maybe, and that bothered him.
Because
a lot of people like rather put their head in the sand than have to face any issues. And she was kind of like saying, you know, we should talk about the forward part. And he probably was like, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to talk about the now.
Yes. And
head in the sand. A lot of people do it.
Yeah, I agree.
And then when people try to pull their head out of the sand, they get a little angry.
And I do feel the two of you are destined to have some words. So
angry words.
I think on your part, yeah. And
you
now
mean he doesn't.
What?
He doesn't see anything that he did was wrong.
Well, my perception is he's a man with a very large or high ego. All right, and he really doesn't. He figured your relationship had reached a point where there could be these outbursts. Now, this character sitting next to me has quite a history of doing these things. Well, he would suddenly just go
what'd
off.
I do? What'd I do?
You go off on me sometimes just out of sheer frustration. Not to pick a fight, but just to, it's his style. I'm just, you are a
you know.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
He did say yesterday, he said, this improve our relationship. Can you imagine that?
I know that you were horrified, but I almost would want to laugh. Say, well, yeah, that's great improvement. What else can we do? Light it on fire? You know, I'm like, what the hell is that going to improve anything? You know, sometimes I would do that. A lot of times I will just shift over. Either I will be really pissed off or I'll start making nasty little humorous things.
I just don't think he really has a good sense of how to, I guess, treat a partner or a woman especially. I'm not seeing it here. And I think that he would really like you to make the first move. But, you know, if you do that, I don't think you put yourself in a power position.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So I do see, though, that you're going to come to miss him. He has brought a lot of light and energy to you.
But the connection wasn't made up.
Well, you...
No. It wasn't a made-up connection.
You know what? This is how I feel, and I want you to be honest, please, with me. I really miss him right now, and I'm fighting it. Does he miss me at all?
What did I first say?
He does, but he's kind of like taking a little pissing contest stance, right? Didn't you say that?
Well, yeah, I think his ego is bruised because the whole trip got canaxed.
Yeah, in his mind, he's... thinks that you're overreacting, like,
and that you're going to up and leave now, like you've said.
And if she wants, boy, that's crappy that she's going to do that, and she should contact
me. I've got to tell you, I cannot stand when anybody does this crap to me, right or wrong. I'm going to contact you. I'm going to make the first move. I'm going to build that bridge. And if the other individual wants to, you know, hash it out, let's joust. Let's come to a point of acceptance with each other and get back to loving each other. I cannot stand when people say, well, you've made me mad now, so I don't want to ever see you, talk to you. I'm going through that with family members right now, and it burns my cookies, let me tell you.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I have a whole circle of people that if I were to get back with this guy, They would run me out of town. They'd tar and feather me.
Well, that's not nice of them.
That isn't nice of them, but also they mean well. That's the problem when you share too much of the inner workings of a relationship with others.
And they've jumped to the conclusion that he's getting ready to cut you into pieces.
Yeah.
That's what they got out of that. It's like, oh, my God, he's next thing you know, he's going to be knocking her teeth out. It's like... Well, you know, just because a guy blows up a little doesn't mean that he's going to be that type of person.
If he was going to do that, it would already be in the cards, and I would warn you.
Yeah, and I think there would have been more sinister little hints and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Lisa, did you hear what International Day it is today?
No, what is it?
Oh, she missed it. Oh, well, today is International Fetish Day. And could be related, it might not be related. It's also National Penguin Day, National Cheddar Cheese Day, and National Camcorder Day. So
pick your fetish.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Pick them or merge them, mush them together.
Now,
I didn't see shower curtains.
This
though,
is how I would approach this. If it was me, I would text him and say, did you know that today is International Fetish Day? I really would love to suck your toes.
Oh, God.
Some people like their toes sucked.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know. Yeah, I know, but I think...
No, I agree with that.
I think you're friends for the... I don't know. You know,
thought I was
don't...
going somewhere else, didn't you?
It didn't matter. I don't know. They had those words... And that's how you break the ice after having those words is, hey, I suck your toes? Not even talking about the little subject that they had that kind of caused a rift.
Breaks the ice. And he's got to then think of a response. You know, I'm just saying, that's how I do it. I basically punt and see what you're going to do with a cute little, I thought that was cute. I would say that
too.
I wouldn't say it to a boss.
You would say it to somebody that you just had a rift with.
Well, if I was in love with him,
but
he was
Deb, you know what, Deb?
Yeah. What?
you know, it's like you said, Deb, if I go back first, I know it's a national fishing contest day, but if I go back first, then I put the power in his court, and I don't want to do that because obviously he likes to be dominant, and I don't dig it. I don't, to use his phrase, he's always saying, I dig this, I dig it. Comes out more natural when he says it. I don't dig it. I don't dig anyone being dominant over me.
Well, I brought you to that place because you said you are really missing him right now.
No, thank you. Thank you. No, gosh, no. Psychic love doctors. I mean, that tickles my funny bone for sure.
Well, you know, we're all about tickling funny bones here. You know what I'm saying? That's our ticket. You need something tickled, we're here to tickle it.
All right. Well, we're going to give you
It is National Fetish Day, so we must as well tickle whatever else we can tickle. So.
That's right.
National Tickle Day.
Brown cow. All right. Tickle the pickle. All right. This is the rebel card reading. That's why you got the yeehaw. That's the rebel. Like the rebel, you know. The subject is don't fucking force it.
Okay.
Allow that shit to come to you.
That's a rebel card.
That's a rebel card reading. I'm actually reading to you that I drew. And it's kind of read exactly what you were saying. It's like, you don't want to be the one to send the first text.
Yeah, but then what if you're in this impasse forever? That's the thing.
It depends. You're right.
It's like burning splints under my fingernails. I can't cope with that.
Yes.
You're right, Dad.
It's a tough call to make. It's hard to say who's right and who's wrong. But if somebody is interested in having some kind of power over a relationship, that could be a bad thing to do, be the first one. So you got to make that decision.
Oh,
we cannot make that for you.
And you're not a drinker, so you don't have to worry about drunk tests.
Oh, yes, the drunken call.
Did you know that on Google Mail, I think I told you about this, you can set it up so you don't send any of those drunk emails by doing some math problems. It'll give you some math that you have to do.
Yeah, I got you, but, you know, some people can be good at math pretty drunk.
Well, then I guess they accept the consequences.
I guess, you know. But a lot of times what people say is type up what you think and then save it as a draft. And when you get up next morning, if you still feel the same way, then send it. Don't send it drunk. But that's easier said than done.
Oh, it is, because you want.
She's like, I'm pissed off. I'm going to do that. Even I've gotten, I don't know anybody else has, I've gotten wrong number drunk calls. Gotten that?
No.
I let people listen to it at work. I had this like, I don't know how young girl called my left a voicemail that was laughing forever. And she's like talking, it sounds like some guy. And she's talking about, she was drunk as shit. She's talking about some guy. And I like when I go to your mom's and she makes those little deviled eggs. And sometimes I let out little farts. You know? And she was like missing him basically. She was drunk. And she was reminiscing on my voicemail to the wrong person, mind you. I gave everybody to listen to it before I deleted it.
Oh, my God.
She talked about, like, oh, yeah, even though I loved your mom's little deviled eggs, even though they gave me little farts. You know, I was like, wow. Okie dokie.
That's so funny.
Lisa, whatever you do, just think of it this way. It was meant to go that way.
And I think at this point, you should just trust your gut. Because it sounds like either way you go, you're not going to do anything stupid. So just trust your gut.
But I think you're going to hear.
And I don't think waiting is ever a bad decision. It's a decision, but it's also not a decision, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like you're on a break.
That's the ticket.
I don't like missing him this much, though. You know, I'm shocked that I would miss him this much.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. We've all been there. I would find a distraction, but you don't have, I don't know.
This guy across the street is always asking me out, and I tell him I don't date because I had that significant other pass, and the guy across the sidewalk asks me out all the time. And I tell him, I don't date. This guy, and I told this neighbor, I said, you're safe for me to come on to because you're not really available. But it got to where it's at now.
It went down a road you didn't think it was going.
Doesn't
life always do that to us? Take us somewhere we had no clue we were going. And then we're like, damn, I didn't know that was coming. But, hey, you're on the ride.
Now,
you're on the ride. You got to go.
Just a little side note here. If you knew how to do this method, when I'm really troubled or I'm you know, feeling sad, I will spend a lot of time as a diversion and just keep reading my own cards, reading the other person's cards, you know, reading the cards of people in the news, just something to take my mind off how I feel.
Because I know the guy across the street is really wanting to go out. He keeps asking me, and I keep saying, he's not bad looking, and he's got a lot of stuff going, but I don't want to wrap myself up into something like I already got wrapped up into, like Jimbo said.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't like to play around in my neighborhood because I don't like to move. You know what I'm saying? If things go south, then somebody's got to go. And I'm not a big fan of moving. I am not a big – I would never – I do not want to play footsie or anything. I don't want to play hide the pickle with a neighbor. I don't want to do it.
And one of my very good friends said, you're not going to move. You've moved too many times. You've got to make it work. Repair the relationship. You were playing with his feelings. And I thought, how was I playing with his feelings? But anyway.
Well, yeah, it's a two-way street, obviously. There's no one way on that playing with feelings.
I feel he is going to make the move because it can't just sit where it's at. It can't.
Yeah.
He owes her an apology.
I mean, I don't even like a chick to be a mile away. That's still almost too close.
They do drive-bys.
I saw this strange car in front of your house.
They do?
Like, it's public parking. I can't control who parks in front of my damn house on the street. You know?
Jim gives them some kind of sugar that I don't know.
It's Def Leppard.
They come back. They come to his house in their nightgowns, looking for him.
Those were not exes. Those were not exes. I was talking exes driving by, complaining.
Yeah.
That was not an ex. That was a what do you call it? That was an upcoming. That was somebody doing a job interview, basically.
For what?
To be my lady, my chica. That was a job interview to be my chica. She come wearing her pajamas. It was nice. Okay, but.
Oh, you guys.
Hey, she put her best foot forward, and I, you know, Roger, I like that.
I have a feeling. I think I know what it might be with him. I'm just guessing here. That episode of Seinfeld where Jerry is trying to teach George how to go downtown. You know what I mean?
I never saw that.
And,
oh, you mean he? Oh.
Yes, Jerry said to do the alphabet.
Oh, that's old.
Well,
long before Jerry that came out, that old
Seinfeld
alphabet thing.
Is old.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that, and I didn't even know what
but
that
I'm
meant.
But I'm just saying,
I have
a feeling that you have talent in that department, and that's what they come back for. Is your talented mom.
Yeah, well, but the alphabet thing was man to woman. It wasn't the other way around.
Man to woman?
It was a man doing a woman, the alphabet thing.
And I think that...
I don't think woman does an alphabet to a guy.
No, they don't have to.
You know, it, right, exactly.
No, but I think you gave
Anatomy 101. But not even 100. Anatomy 100.
You gave them what they... can't get from every other guy. Most men are quite lame at this.
Hey, you know what? You don't do anything unless you get it at your 110%. That's all I say.
You guys are too much.
All right.
Well, Lisa, you got your rebel card.
You did.
And I can't
wait. Thank you.
When this is going to go tomorrow. This is a cliffhanger,
oh,
folks.
And we are doing a Saturday show.
Yeah.
That is a fact, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I...
You?
Unless something happens. I'm getting my damn haircut finally. And I, it's bad times. I should have done, I don't like to get my haircut in the winter, but it's a kind of a mild winter, so it won't be so bad here. I should have had it done like 3 months ago so I could let it grow long during the winter, but you know.
It is what it is.
You know, Jim, you could always hold a really nice workshop for men where you could guide, give them homework.
I just talked about my haircut, and so, you went right back to that.
Well, of course. You got to share your secrets with the world.
No, if they were secrets, why they why would I share a secret if it's no longer a secret?
Too much.
All right, well, thank you for holding forever and ever. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, Lisa, we love you.
And we hope that you will find
I
to call
you guys.
Tomorrow. Yes, we'll be here.
Know.
Yeah, let us know. Even if nothing happens, that still is something. So let us know tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, that was good. Thank you.
Alrighty then. I have just typed it because it'll go faster. Open the messenger door.
The portal.
Lady R. Oh, Luna. First of all, Luna says she's still feeling horrible.
Luna.
The cardiologist told me he heard wheezing today, so she's got to go back to her primary on Monday.
I'm so sorry.
Hearts go out to
that.
You. That is, I don't know what to say except. I'm glad you're at least getting the medical attention. You're not being stupid. Glad you're seeing the doctors.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. Marie Taylor says, hello, is anyone around me? I single. I don't know what you mean by is anyone around you. She's from Wimbledon. I don't know where that is.
Wimbledon?
No. Wimbledon, and I don't know what that is. Anyway,
click on her.
Nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, that's right. It did start with her allergic reaction to some medication that she was been on. It hadn't had a problem, but all of a sudden it went, boof, it blew up, and just now it's snowballing into like like an avalanche.
Look at all the new medications that are out in these commercials, and you riff on them really good.
Whoa.
Where they say, and they're talking fast.
Yeah, it may cause you to lose your testicles. It may cause you to go blind. It may cause you to die. And, oh, heaven forbid, don't take this drug if you're allergic to it. Like, we had to tell you that just in case. You know, but this isn't the same case for Luna.
No, but I'm saying.
I know what you're
saying. You watch this crap, makes you not want to take anything.
Marie from the Land of Eng, also in the UK.
Marie
was looking for single people around her there, Mike.
Yeah.
And it ain't me. I'm in a different continent there, buddy boy.
We won't tell her you're a man whore.
Yo, ho. Well, at least you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you say about men, where's he in Manchester? You said that you can't even get arrested for rape. He said it's so rough, but, you know. I know you're exaggerating. Well, he said that. He said, I can't even get arrested for you. Yeah. Oh, he said it's the scruffy part of Manchester, Middleton. I don't know my Manchester.
No, so. We don't know it.
All right, sorry, I thought Lady R said she was trying to stay up, but, you know, it's late there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's way later than, yeah, so I think she maybe had to go in that night.
I love that she checks in, though.
Yeah, she wanted really to catch up.
Oh.
So hopefully maybe, you know, we'll work something out eventually. So, who's on my list? Okay. Ah, we're going not very far away. 919, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. Welcome, 919.
Hello there, and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
What is your name,
please? Hello.
Hi,
this is Kay, calling from Georgia with the North Carolina
Georgia
number.
No, those traveling area codes.
Yeah.
So, yep, we gotcha.
Okay.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm okay. Just needing some help. Have not been communicating with Karen, and just trying to see, I hate to say it this way, but I am going to just say it. Just wondering if this is something I should just let go, because I'm not sure if she may be seeing someone now.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
this is the one with
Yep.
With
the stalker.
Yeah, a whole bunch of nasty baggage stuff. And,
All
right. So the question is there something she's not
it's
basically
saying? It's been quite
a
while, Kay, right, since you've heard from Sharon?
She's texted me, like on my birthday and New Year, but as far as conversing, no, we haven't.
That is not very much. That is a fact.
Yeah.
Right off the top, you're another one tonight. Be mindful of your bank accounts, your money, your pocketbook.
You know what's happening soon?
What?
Taxes are getting ready to go out, and people are starting to get tax returns, so these scammers are probably getting ready to steal them.
Yeah. Well, don't they, people go automatically to their account?
And then they want to get into your account, because all of a sudden you'll have a bonus there.
Yours is definitely coming through as a deliberate hack on you.
It could be a hack. I don't have the card. It could be a hack, or somebody's going to try and get you to buy into something stupid that there is no chance of getting the money back. Right.
And I've been reading a lot about that.
Oh, yeah.
They're targeting people.
Yeah, because people get these checks. Hey, you got that money, boy. You put it in here. This happens. I got this new product. You get all this back plus what I make. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is interesting.
All right, go back then all to the original question.
All right. There's a man around her, around Sharon, and she's being very secretive about it. Now, I don't know the logistics or, the situation between the two of you. Has she gravitated between men and women in her past?
Oh, no. She was married to a man, and she has daughters, but no, not at all.
Well, it's interesting that he's right there next to her. Now, maybe it's a family member.
She has a father that is deathly ill. I'm wondering if he has passed yet. I mean, he's really, you had mentioned once before that she has a lot of family issue things, and her father, the children, the siblings don't want to put him in nursing care. So he's home.
Right.
So they rotate during the day to go take care of him. So, I mean, she has brothers that around her. She has nephews, but I'm sure
the card of being secretive is here, but it can also indicate, some people, when it comes to grief, they shut down.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they crawl into a little hole, because they just can't cope with how they're feeling.
Sure.
They feel very isolated, even though you're here. Yeah. And I'm a person that if I've been wounded somehow, it's going to take me 3 good days to be able to get back on my feet about it.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's different, but there's some kind of time period.
Yeah.
Right.
Some
people are longer, some are shorter.
I think you should reach out to her and say, are you okay? And just say that she's been on the mind. And
there's nothing to lose from doing it.
Nothing at all.
And if you don't hear anything or anything, well, then you kind of, that's also a sign, I guess, too, right? Maybe they're not ready, or maybe maybe that ain't it.
And I just think, though, that it'll show you a lot in terms of the closeness between you if she feels that you are safe for her to respond to. So you get a little something out of it, too, but... Yeah. Also, I'm wondering, are you thinking about possibly moving? Are you going to move?
I hope not. Well, hopefully not out of Georgia, but I do need to move out of this house that I'm in.
Okay.
I am in a rental home, and I'm having some major issues with the landlord and the foundation.
They're not going to get corrected. So I do feel that you're going to have to find elsewhere to live.
Yes. Yeah. And I've already kind of started looking.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good to be proactive.
It's right here. And I feel you are going to be in a much better frame of mind once you've moved. You're going to be with a better management around the whole thing. So, yeah. I don't want you to give up on Sharon. I really think that there's a lot of feeling there. This woman has had some emotional struggles in her life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why when you asked about the male, she was married and he was extremely abusive. I mean, really, really abusive.
No, this, I don't think this could be her seeing a therapist. To remember with secretive or it's mysterious around her and she doesn't want to talk about it. Can I ask you how old she is?
61.
Is she in menopause? Do you know?
She may be. And I don't know for sure because I remember I was having my own personal summer one day. We were on the phone and thought I asked her, but I don't remember the answer that she gave, if she's completely gone through. So
well,
there's a possibility.
Yeah, it really causes a disruption to us as women, you know, in lots of ways. And I just think maybe
Yep,
and I went through menopause without any kind of, like, medication support or anything like that. My mother had a really bad a brain hemorrhage, and she's very disabled.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they felt it was the hormone replacement that she was taking.
I can believe that.
So my sister and I were advised, go cold turkey, and I was living in a house full of men. My sons, you know, my husband.
Hey,
and
you had a female dog.
And but she didn't. I was going through thermostat wars. They wanted to keep. Oh, my God.
Why do you keep talking like it's past tense?
It is over. Well, I'm on the other side of that mountain. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're not on this thermostat thing.
I see right here. You know, I want to tell you, okay, you are going to end up with Sharon, with somebody else. I can't tell exactly at this moment, but you're going to be in a very love-filled marriage, like, I have to say that now because so many people are down on the institution of marriage.
You mean the institution of divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
no.
Good friends, foundation laid, and love all around this. And your cards tell me you so richly deserve that. So, I think
you
ought to reach out to her, find out if she's not well. She might have gotten maybe a bad doctor report, and she's hibernating, you know, so that man could take on a, he could be a horse of a whole different color than.
Okay.
And.
All right, well, I was just thinking it was someone else that she was seeing, so that's why I was.
No, I did not see that at all. Mm-mm. Also, let us know in the future when it's convenient how things turned out.
Certainly.
I would love that. All right, Jim.
All right, your rebel card reading. Remember, no angels and unicorns and rainbows and all that flying happy shit. Subject is you do you.
You do you.
Stop trying to change people. That shit never works. So you just take care of yourself.
That is so true.
Stay true to yourself. Don't try to change them or you yourself. Just do you.
But I think if she knew you,
if it's meant to be, it'll be.
That she has your emotional support. I think it'll mean a lot. I really do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right, hon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend if you can.
Yes,
indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I read something yesterday in the medical website that there's even a rare phenomenon that when people are hospitalized, sometimes they want no one. They don't want anybody calling. They don't want anybody coming. They just want, and I forget what this one particular physician referred to it as.
Well, if Mike is here, maybe he will know.
Maybe
if
he will.
If he's listening, unless him and Shore are private messaging.
They might
their love
be.
Affair. If they are, we pardon our intrusion. But go ahead. But if you do know what she's talking about,
Yeah, and it was quite an interesting article about how people react differently to stressors in their lives.
So, that sounds very normal. Everybody reacts differently to everything.
They do. So
we're not all robots. We're not clones from the exact same genetic DNA pool.
For some reason, everybody thinks, oh, so-and-so's in the hospital. We all got to go see her. You know, and it's like,
well, you think that they would want that. And some people do want that. And some people, like you said, some want the opposite.
Yeah, they want to be left alone.
But you don't know. But you'd rather default to go see them and have them say, leave me alone. It's like, oh, okay. Well, at least otherwise you really make somebody feel bad if they really wanted people to come around and nobody did. You know? Know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. All right. You know what I'm saying? All right.
So,
are you ready for the next call?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
We shall bring it on. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, yes. 630 Illinois. You're in the house.
Hello there, Illinois.
I don't live in Illinois anymore because it's ill and noisy.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Are you in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
I like Wisconsin better than Illinois, for sure.
Well, yeah. I think the people are a little better. They don't come from here, there, and everywhere.
I got it. Real quick, going back to what you were talking
about,
Mike says it's common, but I don't think there is an actual name for what you were talking about.
It's probably like...
You're right. Yeah, they're probably... Well, they haven't done enough studies. Nobody's got a $1 million study yet to give it a name.
Right.
Somebody will.
Like leave me alone syndrome.
Yeah, maybe Cambridge or Harvard or some of those big universities will get some big bucks to give it a name. Anyway...
All right,
back.
Well, thanks for answering there.
Thank you. Well, all right, Mike, you can go back to Chona.
So I don't get to go out with Jimbo either because I don't live in Virginia, and he won't go anywhere.
Look at that, Jim. Collecting.
You know what? I'm 50, what the hell, ever years old. I did all my traveling. I did 11 years in the Navy. When I started working at the job I am right now, they sent me traveling all the time for the first half of that job a lot.
You also
all right, you know, I'm done traveling for my chickens. They can travel for me now, damn it. All right, go ahead.
You did travel for an internet girl who lived in Queens. I remember that.
Yeah, I did that once. Hence the once. Yeah, up in New York. It was in the city. Yep.
Yes.
Good ride.
Oh, God. All right, so tell us.
I didn't mean it like that. No, I meant...
I mean,
it was just the whole relationship. It was really intense. So I don't mean just the sex thing. I said it wrong. It was really cool. She was a really good woman, really nice person with kids that were sweet. It just logistically did not work out. That's what I meant.
I see.
I said it wrong. I am not a heathen.
So to our caller from Wisconsin.
My bad. Back
to okay.
Me. Yes.
Okay. So it's the murder investigation again. Like, so a couple of confirmations. You told me that I was going to have a surprise event come up, and it was going to be in 3 weeks. That I'm doing tomorrow. It was a surprise birthday party for one of my friends.
Oh,
so that came
nice.
To pass. And,
yes.
So, it was in your Bound to Happen section, or?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Sure to come through.
So that did happen. And in the time frame that you said, because I know it's hard to get the time frames because there's no clock on the spiritual side.
That's right.
Yeah, not one we understand, at least. That's for sure. You're right.
Yeah. Well, and what else is happening?
Okay, you said that I was going to be causing a lot of controversy on the internet with the murder case, which I am. And... yeah, it's like it's getting to the point where it's like I'm really getting out there. Like a lot of people are watching my posts with that, everything else. And so how close, if you can, I always focus on the guy who's the murderer, and his name is Richie. How close are, that's not his real name, but that's what we call him. How close are we to getting like a warrant here?
Okay,
soon,
so
like real soon.
He's still on the loose, correct?
He's a fugitive right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fugitive.
All right. Okay, let me focus on this. for you.
What a great movie.
What? Fugitive?
The remake, obviously, was a series of what in the black and white days. When the Harrison Ford remake was a great flick. Totally unrelated to her question.
You know, I see a great future in this for you, that you could become really quite successful and famous as a crime, trying to think of the word,
like a
broadcast journalist.
A reporter?
Yeah, well, but where they
yeah. Commentator. You can start with a lot of your people that are reporters. On TV started out as just journalists typing with their fingers.
They did.
And then they get brought up
Jim,
and pulled into it. Yeah.
Jim. Go ahead.
I started my keto today, 2 weeks. I started my keto today.
Good for you.
I like it. I am starting to, I'm knocking off a couple things, getting ready for the cold turkey soon. I finished my last Monster Energy, Monster coffee triple shot with a whole bunch of shit in it, drinks. I finished last one off today.
Didn't it have like 35 grams of carbs?
It's got 35 grams of carbs. It's got like a million doses of caffeine, which I'm immune to caffeine after 11 years in the Navy. So caffeine doesn't do squat to me, but it tasted good. But anyway, here we go.
Okay. This guy feels hunted. He really does. And he's constantly on the move. But now they have surveillance cameras everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
And he is starting to realize, I'm trying to remember how this, what to say here, what I wanted
okay.
to say.
Okay, starting to realize
oh,
that.
Yeah, he can run, but he can't hide. All right?
The problem is you got to have a lot of resources to beat that.
And
a lot of resources.
Jim likes on like Friday and Saturday nights and other nights, he watches this live police stuff that they're doing now. And that's why I say I could see her with them like rehashing a big case, like the Idaho killer dude.
A really good show is called See No Evil. I don't know what the hell channel it's on.
Yeah.
But it's based on all these detectives solving crimes based on security cameras that are all over the place. People's backyards, people's ring doorbells, gas stations that had nothing to do with it, and they piece all these little security things together to piece the crime together. It's pretty amazing. It's real stuff. It's real time. It's not fiction.
And from your vantage point on the phone here, you must think that these individuals are really stupid because forensics is such an advanced science now.
It is. I mean, the only people that really have a hard time getting caught typically are the serial killers because they do it with no rhyme, reason, logic, pattern, nothing because they're totally whack jobs. People
well,
that
he's
have
a hired hitman.
Yeah, that's the thing. The people that have some kind of connection, and nowadays they'll start putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
I think
like hitman.
I think he's on his own. He's a loner, like a lone wolf now. But, yes, he is going to get caught. And I think it may be at some sort of transportation hub. Like, I get the...
Yeah, the bus stop.
Yes. And
train station, subway, you know, those kind of things. So those places have cops everywhere and they have cameras everywhere.
And he is running fast and loose, kind of almost like losing his mind.
And if it's a national thing, there's already bolos, and the marshals have probably told everybody in every town, especially at those types of places, here's what you're looking for, and they're watching.
So one thing I want to share with you, because I really see such a potential filled future for you, it's something when I was a newspaper columnist for 12 years for the military, I kept this little blurb that I'd taken out of Reader's Digest, and I kept it taped to my, when the monitors were big, you know, big computer monitors.
Yeah, they were big like a TV screen, of course, not today's TV screens, but TV screens back in the day.
And it's a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and he'd said,
don't get it wrong, you'll get banned.
The cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody. So,
in other words, controversy, stir the pot.
Yeah. If all the other you know, like law enforcement sources and everything. Imagine if they're all at 12 o'clock on the clock, you go to 6. You go, you know, cleverly expressed opposite. Someday this will, you're going to get like little driplets of knowledge that's going to be like, oh, damn, yes, yes. Everybody's going in the same direction, but your fame will come from you going, you know, directly opposite. And that's where I...
Right, because I'm the only one that's following this guy.
Yes. So see, and your card, I'll tell you what, the controversy is what is going to raise you up. There's a lady that Dr. Phil often had on his show some years ago. She was a crime expert, real pretty. And she had some kind of very, like, sultry name, like Aphrodite or...
It wasn't like, it wasn't Dr. Pussy Galore or anything like that, was it? No?
What am I going to do with him?
I'm just saying, it's pretty sultry.
You know, I think it was Aphrodite something. And she was heralded as a great big crime expert. Beautiful lady. You'd never think, I mean, she had so much beauty. This is really, really cynical of me to say, but she was so beautiful. You couldn't imagine she really had a brain in her head because she was that stunningly gorgeous.
And that's definitely because the guy doesn't care if he has a brain.
Yeah. But I see for you, you better make sure that you don't get too exposed. Okay?
Well, you just told her that on National Fetish Day, too, mind you.
All right.
I know, and I think that's it's almost like a little too late for that. I mean, it's... I mean, I'm making a name for myself. But you mean, like, as far as, like, exposed as, like, my address or whatever?
You should. I think if you work out of a post office box, you should. It's like, I notice your photos on Facebook. Your face isn't there. You know, I'd keep your identity.
You could have
hidden.
You could have a pen name, a writing name.
Yes, and I know you do, right?
But you might need to use that more often for everything else.
On the cover of your book, that isn't you, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, God. Really?
I mean, I'm not the one going around murdering people. You know what I'm saying? So,
no,
like, if these people are that dangerous, then the cops need to, you know, be on their game. And, you know, God is the one that's in control.
Yeah,
so if he calls
yeah.
me home, he calls me home, you know?
You hold your, you bet your ass on the cops to see how that works out for you.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
If they need come and protect you, and they got this great big drug sting, where do you think they're going? To the drugs.
I'm just saying, in general. I mean, in general. I mean, if...
Or if there's a big shooting at Walmart, where are they going? Walmart.
Plus, they can only do so much. They can't act on impulse or somebody saying, hey, I think somebody's coming after me. They have to act on actual bad things happening. And usually the bad things happen when it's already too late.
You also will have bodyguards by the time you get to such a point. You'll have security. But I also want to tell you, and people out there might be rolling their eyes saying, oh, my God, is she serious about all this? Yes, you need to know the implications of a path people are taking career-wise, personal-wise, you know. There was something here I was going to share with you.
Sure.
Yeah, it just kind of went, but it'll come right back. Oh, there are also remailing services. Where if you don't want to use a, have you heard of these? There are actual
virtual mailboxes. I've had one before. Wow.
And
so
they,
like, I could really be in trouble here. I might have to like get up and move really quickly.
Oh, I was going to tell you that. I feel you're going to end up on one coast or the other, because you're either going to end up, and I'm honestly being serious here with you, I think you're going to get tapped for a TV show. You'll probably just be first. You'll be tapped, you know, on the shoulder for a TV show.
Not your own to go talk on one, right?
Well, she'd be interviewed first, but I think eventually you're going to have your own.
All right. Well, I don't have cards. I don't know.
And, you can even get a virtual secretary. I mean, you know, where people just, you keep your private life private.
Maybe get a virtual sex slave, virtual pets.
Okay, who's going down the dirty road this week?
Well, it's International Fetish Day. Come on.
So what's yours?
Hmm?
What's your fetish?
It didn't say International Reveal Your Fetish Day. It said International Fetish Day.
All right.
Right?
Well,
I don't have one.
Nah,
I have to have a boyfriend for me to be, like, figure that out. I'm too busy working to even, like Lisa calls in every night talking about the same guy, and it's like, dude, get somebody who's so obsessed with you, you don't even have to think about if they like you or not. You know what I mean? It's like, when I get in a relationship where I feel like I want to put the time into that relationship, it'll be like that for me, where I will commit myself to that person, but right now, I just got to pay rent and bills and light bills and water bills. And, like, I don't even have time to think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking to support myself.
Friends,
so I don't even think about
it. Is not a bad thing.
Life is about
balance. I don't
balance.
Even care about that.
All work and no play can make somebody a very dull person, right?
Yeah, I think
we've
got to have
my mom used to say that.
Right. But I want to tell you, you do not have a love interest in your cards these days. And the reason why is you're not supposed to, because a man in your life, you think he'd want you running around out on the fringe, you know, chasing killers, and he'd be like, no, why don't you just stay home? I'll keep you knocked
up.
Well,
that depends on the guy. That depends on the guy you choose, first of all.
He wouldn't wander out there chasing criminals.
Unless he's that type of guy person, too, that's into that stuff.
Yeah, you'd have to get a cop or a detective. Right.
Or somebody that has the same interest in me.
No way.
You can always work stuff in. I remember I was working full time at the shipyard.
Yeah.
Remember I was taking college 4 days. Four nights out of the 5 days a week, I was going to night school. I worked in time for chickas. You can make things work. You can work your schedule and get at least 4 hours of sleep. You can do all those things. Anything's possible.
Well, and that's why I say to you, if you're going to dream, dream big. You know, plan big. Because why not? You got nothing to lose.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, Jim's going to give you, what are you going to give her?
I'm going to get pissed off because every time I is there somebody shuffling these cards when I'm not here?
Nobody's touching your cards.
No, quit touching my cards, whoever it is. All right, here it goes. I like this, basically what she's doing. It says, take a shot. And I don't think it means alcohol, but it sounds like it.
I don't think it means...
Take 12, take one, or maybe take two. I think it means move on. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Take a shot. Don't be afraid to go down the road you're going.
And
Lord, thank you.
We got enough criminals in the world to keep you busy. And also, hon,
it's a job.
Yes. And also, hon, here's another. You are another one. Watch your money.
What is that? Is that that's everybody tonight?
It is. Look at this. It's right here.
You didn't say that to Lisa, though. So she's obviously okay.
Oh, no, Lisa was up fine.
Lisa, she's still listening. You're good. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be stupid, but you don't have an imminent threat
we
on your finances
right
now.
We should all make sure we keep checking our stuff.
Well, that's tax season.
Yeah, that's what they
Everybody's running out to get refunds or get refund loans. You might get scammed.
And, you know, some people they'll get it in snail mail. And right on the outside, what does it say? It says United States Treasury. And you can tell what a check looks like.
Oh, it's hilarious. That, and they have the little things where you got to tear them off so it looks like it's an actual check. And I just bought that house.
Yeah.
At the end of December. And I'm getting all these things that look like official. They even know who you bought it from. And I say, this is important documentation from the, and they say the name of your bank. And then when you open it up, it says, we're actually not affiliated with them. They're trying to scam you.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Or they put like 2023, but weird, big, giant font. So it looks like tax documents. Yeah.
Yeah,
just
they're
the season
clever.
For asswipes to come out trying to steal your money.
Yeah, so just watch your money, okay? Just make sure. By doing that, you're using the tools of choice and change. Excuse me. You're choosing to be cautious.
They're both C words.
Oh, look at that. And the other one is you're changing the outcome. Yeah. So that's why if something is seen that's going to be bad, or have very negative, you know, effects attached to it, you do have power over what happens in many respects. And some things that can't be changed, you're still changing it by being aware of it.
And the financial scammer world always default to, like, not right now.
Yeah.
Even if you think, you know what? If I think this is pretty legit, but you know what? Not right now. I'll get back to you. Send me information. Email me. And a lot of times they don't like that.
And you know, if you start getting nibbles.
Oh, I get nibbled. Oh, no, never mind.
Nibbles from, you know, like agents or Hollywood people.
Oh,
there was a girl that called in the other
yeah.
night. You might have been on with us. And she's in Texas. She's wrote a really, she's like Shonda Rhimes, who wrote Grey's Anatomy. This girl has an awesome manuscript. And somebody got a hold of her and said, yeah, he would like you to give him a call. Well, she had us do the cards. And he's a scammer. So we said, stay away from him.
Yeah.
So if you get contact.
I will let you know when I get that offer, because that's how I'm going to be able to buy my house.
Sure, we understand.
You can get a contract. You can get a loan to buy a property on a contract like that. So if she wanted, she could, eventually she'll find the right person that will buy it for her legitimately. And if she wanted to purchase a home, she could take a loan out against that contract.
Oh, I got, yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you have a legitimate one, you can. You're right.
Yes, very good.
Yep. All right.
Well, honey.
Thank you.
I'm going to get back to you. What?
Thank you for holding for like ever.
Ever,
thank you so much.
To all of the folks that do. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you staying so long. A lot
and
of people
just remember, Mid-Atlantic region where Virginia Beach is, we're all in the Hampton Roads. What is that, a collection of cities?
No, a roads. It came from the British when they came here. A roads is a collection of where all the rivers come together in this big area.
Oh.
It's a roads.
That's where you're at, right?
Yeah, Hampton Roads. Because, you know, back in those days, that was there was no trains or that was transportation was
on a river.
Feet.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big, and so
I always
the roads.
I wondered why it was roads.
Hampton Roads is a collection where all the rivers are coming together. We have the Elizabeth. There's like three or four, five of them.
If you get sick of all that crazy weather down in Florida, you can always hop, skip, and jump up here to Virginia.
What crazy weather?
Oh, God. Summer weather there is wicked. You know, very
it's
wicked.
Too hot.
It depends on where you live in Florida, though.
I guess.
Yeah, but I'm going south of Miami, so it's going to be
That'll be smoking. Yeah.
All right.
I'll make time to come and visit you guys. No problem.
Oh, we'd love
it if you're south of Miami, that's a long haul. But I was in Orlando for a long time, and they had days that were chilly.
Orlando's
in the winter.
North.
Yo, way out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of central north, but yeah, it is way north. Well, way north of Miami. And she's talking south of Miami. She's talking like South Beach.
Oh, yeah.
That's some serious, a lot of rich people love that area.
Oh, yeah, you could do well. I know you have other businesses. You could do well.
Tom Brady
is from there?
Just signed a lease in Miami Beach area for a house for $70,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
And they're like,
Him and Gazelle, because they were part of that pump and dump crypto scheme with the guy that got busted in the Bahamas. They bought like homes on Allison Island. You know what I'm saying? Like the not Allison Island. It's it sounds like Allison. It's the one where they have like the one way bridge going back and forth, and it's got 24-hour security. They bought a bunch of houses down there, $20 million homes. They bought, like, legit, like, five or six homes down there in 2022 with all the money that they made off of that guy, Sam, and the crypto crash money. But they're not being investigated. They're not being
first of all, they said the jury, that investigation is not over with that crypto thing with him. That's still ongoing. And him and Gisella, they're totally split.
Yeah,
that's why, though, because they split up their money. I don't believe, I think that that the whole divorce was a sham.
It's either A, that, or it's B, she got pissed off because she likes to rule the world, and she didn't like that he wants to keep playing football.
And she's got a new man.
And she likes to have cabana boys and pool boys. And she thought Tom Brady was going to be her boy and do whatever she wanted. He goes, I kind of like this football thing, and that pissed her off.
Sure.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's a diva.
Whole different subject. But anyway, we got a rock and roll baby doll.
Yes, call us tomorrow if you're free.
You can do it.
Yes.
I'm at the party tomorrow. Sunday,
okay.
I will. And I'll go on Facebook Live and check out Jimbo's new hairdo. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
All right,
honey.
Oh,
yes.
Take care.
Word up on that dog.
Yep.
All right. We
have
got one
good
more
time.
Let's do another.
All right.
Then let's go to it. The whole thing changed a lot. Colors came
I
and went.
I just thought.
And now we're back to 203 Connecticut. It's one of two people. Who do we got?
All right. Is this Chance?
It is.
It is indeed.
Chance, my little boyfriend.
There's two people we call from Connecticut. They're both in the same area code. It's funny.
How are you doing?
Not so great. Chance is more awake than me. This is a perfect evening for me to ask you this question. I struggle with being so tired all the time. I came home today, I don't know what time, 6 or something. I've been asleep since then. This happens every single day. I waste half my day, and I cannot figure out what it is. I don't know if it's my high blood pressure medicine. I just Googled it again, and it's the one I says it doesn't. I don't know. You know, my other doctor, they'll put everything off to depression. He says depression. I don't know if it's from the stroke 2.5 years ago. That doesn't seem right because I, you know, it was such a mild stroke. Hi, Jimbo. I'm so frustrated. I could have spent the evening, you know, pampering Chance, making him feel good, painting, exercising. Every single day is like this, and it's so frustrating and depressing.
Okay, Pat, two things. First of all, you have been through like a universe of stress lately. And as much energy as it took for you to reach that
I'll
state,
let you speak that.
It takes that amount of time to come out of it.
I agree.
And that's
that,
not my opinion.
Like we are like, I don't know, like we're like almost like a machine and we only have a battery that has so much energy and all these little problems in life and everything. This keeps lowering the battery. And at a certain point, your body's like, damn it, let's just sleep and shut down.
Then
we can recharge the battery.
Self-care, you got to do it.
No, that's not medical, obviously.
You
right?
have the stress of like the bus.
Like 1,000.
You know, we could add them up here. And you know, there is another thing called, there's distress for stress. And there's also eustress, which is good stress.
What is that?
Christmas, the birth of a baby, getting married.
What was the word you said?
Eustress.
Yeah.
Eustress.
Never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, many years ago, I had to be evaluated. I was going to work, and I was not clocking in many years ago. And, you know, dealing with the time clock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I figured I was...
I thought you were making... Oh, you mean literally clocking in. Okay.
I was so stressed out that I figured, hey, if I start having a panic attack, I'm not on the clock. I can just hit the door. And I was starting to do that. And one of the managers noticed and said, you need to go get evaluated right now. He said, I think you're about to fall on your face. And he was right.
Must be somebody that has experience with that, though.
Also, Pat.
Right?
It was just the guy that...
But he must have
had
something about that. And Cho had something he had to say.
What did he say?
Because he says, this is his try meditation.
Yeah.
It helps him. And also listen to white noise, that the stuff, the little noise stuff you can put in the background that is not music.
You're right, Joe.
Not music. It can't be music because you'll listen to it.
I like the crickets,
something
in the rain.
That, whatever you like. It could be wind blowing. It could be wind chimes in a tree. Some kind of white noise.
And also, Pat, I wanted to ask you, when you had your big dental appointment, did you have anesthesia?
Oh, you know what? This appointment is always to talk.
And I thought you were
an hour and a half for me to get up there. It's a dental school, so no, I've not had.
I've been there.
Yeah, we've got.
This almost happened overnight, and it's been for years. You know, so white noise. Thank you for the suggestion, but stuff like that is not.
Do you have a pacemaker?
No.
It might be something to explore.
Well, you've talked to a physician.
Explore a pacemaker?
Explore talking to other physicians.
Members in my family, it gave them more. Go ahead.
We want you to go ahead. Well, she threw the
pacemaker. They may call it something else now. I don't know.
No, she threw that out there because there's a lot of weird things you would never think of.
Yeah.
Remember, we lived in the apartment complex, and there was this guy that we called the Colonel, and he used to teach school, and he said he kept, like, dozing off and falling asleep a lot. And then one time he fell asleep in the class, and they sent him to the hospital, and they said, you've got some heart issues, and they gave him a pacemaker.
Yeah. And
totally never would have thought about that, tired and dozing.
Yeah. Anybody I know in the past that has gotten one felt like an entirely different person.
Which brings you back to the going to the doctor thing.
Yeah. So.
And I think she's done it, but maybe.
Hello?
Isn't that, you know, after you've had a major heart issue, you end up in the hospital and they give you a pacemaker? I don't think they just put a pacemaker in you because you're tired.
You probably need to see a cardiac
specialist. Well, no. Well, with this guy, we specifically know this guy, the Colonel.
I see a cardiac, you know, I'm going to see one in a month. I follow up with all that stuff. I'm just wondering if you can see anything in the cards, if it goes in any direction.
Did you see anything?
I just saw that. Wait, now I've got to think on this a minute.
She's got to rewind.
I feel it's a lot of, it's a huge amount of stress that you're going through. Then you have to, and you have to take the time now. It's like Jim said, recharge your battery. If your body's tired, let it rest. You know.
Okay, here's the question, Deborah. I love my hypnotist, but he really bugs me at times and sometimes really makes me, or I let him make me feel bad. This week, he's saying, get up early and go out for a walk as soon as you wake up. And I'm trying to tell him my body feels horrible in the morning. And sometimes when I've tried to get up, I feel horrible for the rest of the day, like I'm going to die. So, so today I'm feeling guilty because I come home and I'm falling asleep. And this morning it was like the last thing I wanted to do was get up and go outside. I'd love to if I could, but I feel so awful. You know, I lie in bed for an hour before I feel good about
suggestion. You know, we can only suggest.
I know.
And
she could tell you what the cards see.
Yeah, I think Cho's suggestion of meditation
is tried
a really
it doesn't
good
work
one.
Well, then.
But I think you said you had trouble with meditation, or is that somebody else?
I have too much anxiety right now to do that. Too much anxiety. But no, you know, you saying that it looks like stress is, to me, that's a hopeful answer.
Yeah.
You know?
That is hopeful. She's right. Yep.
I was diagnosed when I was 27 years old with anxiety panic disorder, and they could have very easily developed into agoraphobia. And that was around the time that my boss said, you better go see somebody. And I learned holistic ways to keep myself in check from that anxiety. And sometimes you've got to do self-help or you can take medication. I luckily had practitioners that did not want to dope me up on something. So they gave me different ways. And
I have found herbs to, you know, control. I mean, I used to wake up in the morning and battle the anxiety till 4 or 6 at night. I don't do that anymore. I have 2 phenomenal herbs. You know, I'm handling the anxiety well.
Well, good. That's good.
Everything's improving, but this frustrating exhaustion.
Yeah.
Or not even exhaustion, just falling asleep.
Yes, I noticed you were texting me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So yeah, that's because I fall asleep at, you know, 6 or 7. I sleep so many hours, then I wake up a bit. I get up to brush my teeth and put my mouth guard in, and then I'm awake a little bit. So I spend a little time awake and then go back to bed. But, you can hear the frustration in my voice.
I'm done.
I just want to know that there's an end to this.
I didn't see anything dire in your card. Yeah, I just think that
what?
Anything dire or urgent. You know,
okay.
There was no
okay.
urgency or that you're developing some sort of, you know, serious medical condition. But again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I understand. I go to the doctors. I'm not asking you to be a doctor. I'm just saying this publicly on air. I do understand that. I'm surprised, actually, that I'm able to get up and talk to you. Usually I would wake up and say, oh, shoot, I missed the show, or I'm too tired to call in. I actually could get up now and do some things, fortunately. So I just wanted to ask you about that. Chance went to the chiropractor again today. I am so grateful for this guy. He the guy said he's pretty much held the body right since the last time. Deborah, you understand. I'm so happy. I'm so uplifted that he is feeling better.
I'm glad. Now you visit the chiropractor too, right?
It's awesome.
I do, yeah. This is a great one. He's a neurological chiropractor too. So after I had my stroke, it was kind of cool. He had me do this with my arm and that with my arm, and he could tell me, you know, what part of the body had been affected by the stroke.
Well,
great
I
guy.
Think he would be an awesome one to talk to about this, because as they're making adjustments, they're taking pressure off of various nerves, that kind of thing. And this exhaustion you're feeling could actually be you heading into wellness, you know?
That's a wonderful idea. I hope it's true. The hypnotist is trying to get me to do simple breathing for 10 minutes, and I still can't even cope with that yet. You know, if I'm awake and have...
Jim says we're going to run out of time here.
Yeah, we are like up against the wall.
They limit us on how much time
we
can
do. Text me about tomorrow. Okay?
I certainly will. All right?
I sent you two things on what we were talking about. They are good people.
I love it. Thank you very much. I will check them out ASAP.
Okay.
Well, hon, take care. You know, I know that's easy for us to say, but, you know, we do talk about all of you after the show, before the shows, and I believe that names and words have energy. And so we'll often say, gee, I hope Pat is feeling better.
Oh, all right.
We talk, don't we? And you would tell them all if I was fibbing. I'm not fibbing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know me. She talks any kind of smack and lies, I'll rat her out in a heartbeat.
He's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I don't like people lying, especially on air. No,
he needs
no.
A spanking.
No.
What's good? All right.
You should always be honest and straightforward, even if it hurts people.
You know,
you have to.
If you can't sleep, find something to do. You know, try not to just lay there and dwell on the fact that you're not sleeping.
Yeah, I watch stupid documentaries.
Well, the thing is, when I'm like that, I've even thought, is this like sundowning? It's like I'm drugged. I can't even raise my arm. Sometimes I just sit in the chair trying to stay awake.
Maybe.
That's what's frustrating. I can't be. Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Yes, hon. Take care.
Oh, and thank you for calling in and staying and holding for us. We appreciate that.
I love my rebel cards. I can't go without one.
I put them away.
Let's just grab one.
You're kidding.
Deb, I put them away. It's like I didn't just set them to the side.
I'll get one for you, and I'll text it to you, okay?
Okay.
I will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Love you guys. I mean,
bye-bye.
Guys, it is her and Chance.
He's listening.
We heard him, though.
Yes, I heard him.
We heard him talking during this call. Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep, he got up.
We love our four-legged friends.
Oh, don't we, though?
We do indeed.
All right. Well, we have to...
Yeah, see, I have had a dog in my life since I was like, well, apparently when I was a child, there was a cat. But I remember having a dog when I was like 4 and 5 my entire life.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yep.
They're wonderful companions. They say they lower blood pressure.
Because they release stress because they're always there.
Yeah.
They don't judge you. They don't give a shit if you made a mistake. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
All right. So, Pat, give us
thank you so much.
Give
and
him a little
I will.
For us.
And we'll be here tomorrow. We shall be here.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. You know, I can kind of tell when a reading hasn't, like, hit the mark. You can hear it in their voice. But I just can't make up things, you know?
Well, you shouldn't anyway. No, you can't. You should not.
I wouldn't feel right about that. And some readings are winners. You know, sometimes, though, I think that people sometimes, my cards are always like neon saying, you are your own worst enemy.
Well, and sometimes it's just, it has to be murky, right?
Yeah, it has to.
Because there's so many thousand things going on. You're like, wow. Because they're not your cards. Right, they're their cards.
And we are being bombarded by so much energy, whether it's negative or positive. You know, it's coming
out.
Or
somewhere in between. We don't even know. It could be somewhere in between energy. We don't know. Why does it always have to be good and bad?
Yeah, neutral energy, I guess.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know what? It's like, let's look at physics. You have an atom. It's got a proton. It's got an electron out here, and then there's that neutron, the neutral thing, but it's part of the atom. It's an integral part. It's very important, but it's neutral, right?
I guess, yeah. I'm not really.
It is.
I'm not that big on my physics.
I'm talking like the plus, minus. It's not, you know, maybe I shouldn't have gone there.
Maybe not.
Right.
Well,
I think we gotta, unfortunately.
We adore all of you. Let me tell you. It's our. What is it? The high spot of our day to be here with all of you. Yeah.
Lisa's still here. You got to remember that also it's earlier for her, too.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in your car and you have scarves around, here's what I recommend if you like to. Maybe get one of those cool dashboard things instead of putting scarves up.
Yeah, so nobody can see you.
Well, no, I'm just saying scarves might be kind of like some kind of gypsy or something. Scarves in your front window. You get those cool things you can fold up for your a dash protector. That's why they put them out to keep their dash from getting bombarded from the sun. But sometimes they got really cool designs on the outside, too. So, you know, just throw it out there, Lisa. Just throw it out there. She's listening.
We had so many different callers. And, Cho, if you'd have had a question, if he's still here, you could have called in. We don't care how often people call in.
And Pat?
Pat
said again, you never disappoint. You speak the truth. Happy to hear you've done.
Thank you.
To see you didn't see anything dire. That's what she was looking for. It's one of those no news is good news things.
Yeah.
So somebody calls in, they don't see it like, holy crap. Start planning, you know, start making your affairs in order. That's good news to me.
And so, have I ever seen anything really critical? Sure.
Joel said he's still here.
Oh, he's still here. I've seen some really terrible things.
Where did you hide Mike?
Yeah.
Did you put him in your closet? He's laughing because Mike wanted his love reading with Joel. He said, Mike didn't get his reading. You know what? Another time. You tell him. Maybe you guys should arrange a Valentine's Day love reading.
Oh, God.
We're all good.
Here's what I think.
He knows the voodoo that we do.
Here's what I think about Mike. I think Mike rolls with it.
I think he's here and he's just not talking a lot.
But he maybe went to sleep. It's late.
It is late, early. It depends on maybe he's in some other psychic love show thing getting banned. He likes to get banned from other...
He better not be cheating on us.
Well, he likes to get banned from other psychic places. That was his thing.
Maybe
he
comes home,
him.
Maybe he has a beer or two, and, you know, when you've worked hard, you just kind of go...
You know, I don't know if he's... It looks like he works that kind of shift.
Yeah.
Remember, I was on a rotating shift for a while in the Navy and also in the shipyard. And when I would get home at 11-ish, 12-ish or whatever, I was not ready to go to bed.
No, you're wound up.
Kind of wound up, and it's like there's still a lot of stuff kind of going on. Sometimes I would actually go out and meet friends that were still wrapping it up at the bar. I mean, there's stuff you can do. So it's tough. And that's a different shift. Sometimes you can do a lot of stuff, or you can be like, I want to take it easy. The show said he's probably, and he put like the Z's.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Probably.
You know, you can always go on Amazon and start buying stuff that you forgot, you forget. And then it's like Christmas packages start arriving.
Except you paid for them. They're not really presents. Come out of your bank account.
If you buy something that comes from China, you don't know when that's going to show up.
Oh, it will not be soon.
No, and when it does finally come.
It wasn't bad before COVID. Even then, it was still long.
Yeah.
But after COVID hit, I think it was like forever.
He would say, what have you got here from Shanghai?
And it was
say,
so long ago because of COVID shut down all
I have no idea.
First of all, it was coming from China, so all that shipping stuff from COVID, they got all freaked out, remember?
Yes.
They're like, oh, we're not taking shit from COVID, you know, COVID stuff from China.
That's right. We said it.
So that stuff took like, it could be over a year, actually. It was, actually, some of the stuff you ordered. And you had no clue what it was.
Yeah. Well, everybody.
It was like Christmas again, basically.
We're about to, you know, they're going to take us off the
air. And you got
to
go, you got to go, right?
Tomorrow, or near you, on PsychicLoveDoctor Show, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Be there.
We're up on that
dog. We're going to look for you. Bye-bye.